Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Jeremiah. Hey, Jeremiah! He sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidsshortstories.org, send us your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. First, I want to say hey to Jack from New Jersey, Gwen from Vermont, Ignacio and Sergio from Rochester, Minnesota, Briella from California, Ellie and Fisher from BC, Canada, Sutter and Arlo from California, Soleil from Montreal, and Moss from New Zealand. Hey guys, I'm so glad that you are all on the Spy Kids team and a part of the Kitro Stories family. We gotta keep an eye out for the Purple Ninjas and Dr. Stinky Breath. They're always up to no good. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! Welcome back to Kid Short Stories Premium. Jeremiah was home today working on his schoolwork. There was a lot of schoolwork to do before he could go outside and play, but this was his favorite kind of schoolwork. Do you know what his favorite is? Do you have a favorite part of school? Well, Jeremiah's was science. Do you know what science is? Yeah, there's all kinds of different pieces and parts of science. We could start and learn about space, and that's a part of science. Or we could bake some cookies or make some lemonade, and that's kind of like chemistry. Yeah, that's a part of science. If you put water and you put sugar and lemon juice in to make lemonade, that's like chemistry because you're mixing things together to make something new. Or biology. Do you know what biology is? Biology is the study of life. So anything alive, like trees or animals or people, that is a part of science too. There's all kinds of different parts, and Jeremiah loved them all. He would look through books all day long just to learn all about creatures inside and outside, and some of his favorites were spiders and whales. And today's lesson was all about spiders. He was reading about all the different kinds of spiders in the whole world. There were thousands and thousands of different kinds of spiders that came in all shapes and sizes and colors. I don't like spiders. They kind of freak me out. But Jeremiah, he really likes them. And Jeremiah's lesson was almost over when all of a sudden, bzz, bzz, bzz. Do you know what that sound is? That's the Spy Kids beeper! Jeremiah ran down to check his Spy Kids beeper. And he played the message and it said, Jeremiah, we need your help! There are spiders everywhere and you're our spider expert. Please, come outside and look around. It's crazy! Over and out. Wow, that was a different kind of message from Spy Kids. Jeremiah said. He looked out his window and he didn't see anything crazy, but what's a spider emergency? He put his shoes on and walked outside, and all of a sudden it all made sense. Everything was covered in spiders! Jeremiah, he thought it was really cool, but everyone in his whole neighborhood and the whole city was all screaming. Ah! Yeah, most people don't like spiders, but it's a good thing we have Jeremiah on our team, right? Yeah, because he knows all about spiders and he knows what to do. And he even knew how to talk to spiders. What? Yeah. I know, that's so crazy. Well, Jeremiah, he had to find a spider to talk to see what was going on, because this was definitely not normal. And so he started walking around very carefully because the spiders were covering almost the whole grass. And they were different. They were bright yellow with black spots and pretty big. Not as big as tarantulas, but still pretty big. And he walked up to one and asked a question. "Hi, Mr. Spider, it's great to meet you. I've never seen your kind before, this color. It's very pretty." "Well, my name is Jeremiah, and I'm from Spy Kids, and I'm not sure what's going on, but do you know why all of you guys are everywhere?"
"Oh, hello, Jeremiah. My name's Sam."
"Oh, hi, Sam. Well, so what are you guys doing here?"
"Well, we are here for the Spider Convention."
"What is the Spider Convention?" Jeremiah said.
"Oh, well, the Spider Convention's a very big deal in the spider community, and it's when we all come together and we learn about how to make fancier spider webs and learn how to catch our bugs better. It's very fun. And this city was the host city for our spider convention this year, and so that is why we are all here."
"Wait, what?" Jeremiah couldn't believe it. "You're saying that you guys got a message that this city, my town, was named the host city for your spider convention?"
"Oh, most certainly. Take a look at this."
And as he began to explain, he said that this letter was sent to all spiders in the whole wide world to come to this city for the National Spider Convention.
"Oh, this is not good. This is really not a good idea. I'm not sure who sent this out, but it definitely did not get approved by the people here because everyone's freaking out. I don't think you're going to hurt us. That's not the problem. But everyone's kind of afraid of spiders. And there might be a better place to do this, like if you were far, far away from people. Can we look on a map to see if we can find a better place?"
"Oh, we can try that, but it would be kind of difficult to get the message out to all the spiders about a change of location. You know, that can be kind of frustrating, but we can try."
All right, let's look on this map here. Jeremiah had just last week learned about how to read a map.
And, okay. So the map over here, see, right here, this is my city. This is where all the people are, and this is where you guys should not be. So we got to find a place that is, you know, a great place for you guys, but not near any people. All right, this looks perfect. This is a big national park, and people don't live in this park. It's like a big, 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 huge forest, and I bet it would be perfect for your convention.
"Oh, that sounds beautiful. And yes, well, do you know how we could let all of the spiders know?"
"Oh, you guys are really good at like creating spider webs, obviously. And I wonder if we could write a big message on a big spider web that tells them all the directions that they need to know."
"Oh, that would take a long time, but it's a good thing we have a lot of spiders. Let's get to work."
Jeremiah began to tell all the different spiders about the plan. And they were all excited for a beautiful new park for their convention. And so there were about 10,000 spiders that started working on this message. And they built a humongous spider web with a message just for all the spiders in the city. And it said,
"Attention all spiders! We need to relocate and upgrade to a better location for our convention. Please walk this way."
And they made a whole bunch of arrows that would bring them all the way to the park.
"Wow! Hey, Sam, thank you so much for helping. This really helps, like, my city because everyone was very afraid that you spiders were here to attack us. But I'm glad you're not, and I hope you have a great convention."
Oh, Jeremiah, thank you very much for your help. Yes, I'm sorry that we caused such a commotion in your city. And next time, we'll have to get a better approval process of how this works. But, all right, Jeremiah, we'll see you next time. Maybe next year we could hang out.
That would be so cool! Sam, I really want to learn more about spiders, so actually, do you think I could go to the convention with you guys?
I don't see why not. Come on.
And that is the day that Jeremiah went to the spider convention, invited as a special guest. Wow, what a crazy adventure. Can you imagine if spiders were crawling all over your house and your yard? Yeah, that might be a little scary. Good thing Jeremiah saved the day again. We'll see you next time on Kids Short Stories. Bye!